Nation, just press play.
Truth Nation, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where are the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We're switching it up a little bit this week, y'all. Truth Nation, we know that Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith usually joins us on Wednesdays, but I guess he was a little anxious this week. You wanted to get in today. What's up, Tony? You were excited to wake up.
Yeah, I said, please let me come in on Tuesday. Please. I'm dying to get up at 6 a.m.
I know you were, man. But good morning. Glad you're able to make it up and a day early.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's better to be a day early than a day late.
True. You don't want to be late.
No,
I'm happy to be waking up, too. I'm alive, still breathing. Everything's good. It's a nice fall chill in the air, though.
Yeah.
It's a little odd.
The weather in Milwaukee lately, you either going to go outside, sweat your you-know-what off, or it's going to be where you need a pullover.
Yeah. Just the other day, it rained, and then it got humid. And I was this is nasty, and it's only 75 degrees, and it's just nasty.
Yeah. It's just I've never paid attention to anything other than the weather until I moved to Wisconsin. Like, I know what dew points mean and how it feels. I didn't ever pay attention to dew point. When they got to that part, I'm like, look, man, just tell me what it's going to be the next 5 days.
I'm watching the humidity level now.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
I mean, you know, I thank God I don't have to deal with it as much. But I look at the pollen. I look at the air quality now. I mean, it's either before it was either sunny or cloudy. It was either.
Yeah, we got a lot of changes around here.
Yeah.
That's Milwaukee known for the sudden weather change.
Oh, my
God. Like one day is this.
Or 1 hour is this.
I was going to say 1 hour. And the next couple hours later, you're like, or you be talking to somebody on the phone who lives 30 minutes away, you're like, oh, I'm like, man, it's raining cats and dogs over here. We're like, oh, it's sunny over here.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And
you don't live that far away.
And we have spent a lot of time on the golf course where we are literally putting on something or taking off something every hole.
Oh, yeah, back and forth. Oh, it's cold again. Oh, the clouds come up. Oh, it's hot. The hot sun is back out. Hey, speaking of golf course, I was playing golf yesterday, and I was laughing. I was like, do people really do it? So I'm not a parent, right? So when I always see something like this, I got to come to parents like you. Now, you got young kids. So I'm playing with a guy yesterday and his son. Now, when I say his son is in his 30s.
Oh, wow.
Right? He's a whole grown man.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically his son, homie. Like, yeah.
Right. Whatever. So we're playing, and I walk up. Now, you know that I can play golf in my slides. In my flip-flops, right? So I can do that. And so I walk up, I'm playing my slides because they're comfortable. The son looks at me, and he's like, oh, look. He's talking to his dad now. He's like, oh, look, you didn't say anything about him. Apparently, he was giving his son a hard time. This is what he didn't explain. He's giving his son a hard time for walking out of the house looking sloppy. He said, you can't walk out of the house like that. You're wearing slides. he started giving all these excuses why, like, what if you get jumped? Or do you get attacked? You can't do anything in slides. Put some shoes on. Or you got to present
that,
yourself.
That part is kind of true, though.
Right, right.
Like, I mean, it'd be hard to fight
who's
in slides.
Walking out of house saying, I might get jumped. Wait, let me get my...
Right. Hopefully you're not getting jumped anytime right. soon.
But I'm like, he's over 30. I don't know how old his son is, but he's well over 30. Mm-hmm. And his dad is still on him about walking out of the house, representing himself well. That's the other thing. His dad started saying, like, well, no, you got to represent yourself when you walk out of the house. You got to be, I mean, is that really a thing? At your girl's age, do you even talk about what they wear? Like, hey, you got to represent yourself.
No, not at this point. I think that it has just been instilled in them that not only you are representing yourself, but you're representing our family. You're representing our name. And that was something that me growing up, that was always in the forefront, because my mama would say, look, don't go out there and embarrass me. And
but that was more action, right?
Yeah. So it's in you. I mean, how you look, how you act, everything. I think that it is a reflection, and not just on you. I mean, still to this day, I still feel like, man, I'm not going to do anything that's going to make my family's name look crazy. I don't want you Google Hughes and, oh man, like, he got 14 cousins in jail, or you know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. I mean, I still don't think that at the age of 30 plus you should right. be still on telling them that.
my thing was like, I mean, does the slides really, is that like bad? I don't think that's a problem.
It just depends. It just depends.
Okay.
Because I mean, I do have a rule with my girls, and they have been really good about it.
Here you go, rules now.
No, I'm just saying, like,
you're not that guy.
Well, yes and no. It just, you can have a bunch of rules. It just depends on how you enforce them. I mean, because there's thousands of rules that you don't pay attention to. But the one thing that, let me just say, I was always against, and they knew how strongly against it I was, so they don't do it. And that is, like, I don't, like, don't go to the store or outside with house shoes on.
Oh,
they're
I
called
hate that.
House shoes.
I hate that.
House shoes and bonnets. Like,
you don't want your hair up in the net?
Like, take your bonnet out when you go outside. Because to me, when I see a woman in public with a bonnet on, my thinking is, what are you saving your hair for? Like, what are you trying to keep it up for? Because the last time I checked, you want your hair to look good when you go outside in public.
It ain't ready yet. It's still cooking.
well, wait till it's done cooking before you come outside.
Hey man, I got to go get some milk. I ain't got time. I got to make my coffee this morning.
Or if you have children, send them to the store.
Man,
but the bonnets in stores and in airports, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some crazy grocery store outfits, airport outfits I even see. Now, Airport is much worse than a grocery store. Grocery store, I'm like, oh, okay, somebody's just rolling out of bed because they had to get something. The airport, you done booked a ticket. You done planned this trip. And this is what you're going to wear? Like, I've seen some crazy outfits on Airplane, bro. And I'm like, I don't even know how. Again, and some of them I've seen people are with their parents.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you with your parents? And they said, this is cool. And at some level, I'm thinking, like, parents just... And you might know, parents at some point just get sick of fighting with the kids about some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm done fighting with it. Just whatever.
Yeah, you do. And I have learned, especially with girls, you pick your battles, too, because you don't want to be the parent that's always complaining, always saying what you're doing wrong.
That's a jerk.
Yeah. And it could become that way, even though you are just trying to make sure that they are making good decisions. But at some point, you got to kind of let it go. And
be wearing no house shoes outside.
Yeah. Those are the two things.
That is bad. I can't stand the house shoes. I'm like, That didn't even make sense to me.
Yeah.
For the house.
Yes. And pajamas. Like, now, I'm going to tell you, that used to be another big thing, but in this day and age, they wear pajama bottoms to school, to sporting events, to a bunch of stuff. So you can't even, get mad. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's you got to roll with the times or you'll be that dad or like, you can't go outside with pajamas on. I'm like, well, everybody else is doing it.
Not only going outside, I'm going to school with pajamas on.
Yes.
I'm getting on an airplane with pajamas on.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole airport bonnet thing and I'm gonna put my wife on blast. She said, "Look, tread lightly about the bonnets." And but they don't do it. But we know a lot of people who do. And the stores, that's one thing. But airports, it should be banned.
Yeah, that's a little.
It should be banned.
Oh, now you banning stuff. Come on now.
Hey. Banned bonnets. Now, if you airports.
If you start banning stuff, now there goes our social media content. Let's go.
Kyle has, because Kyle has dreads, and Kyle,
he'd be
good
wearing
morning,
a bonnet
Kyle.
Good so, morning.
So you don't want to ban the bonnets on the airport?
I mean, I wear a do-rag at the airport, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times if I'm traveling, usually I got my hair did. So I'm trying to protect.
Oh, okay.
So you're trying to protect it for
what
later?
Yeah, I'm trying to protect because, you know, you get on the plane, you don't want your head to be touching the headrest and you'd be sweating on the plane or anything. You're trying to protect on the plane. Plus, you're going to sleep on the plane, right? And so, you know, if you're going to go sleep on a plane, a bonnet is for sleeping, so it's a perfect match.
He said the bonnet's for sleeping. Hey, listen. So, obviously, I don't have any hair, so I got a lot of questions here.
I got a lot of questions because so is it okay to be in the ticket line with your bonnet on, or can you just put it on when you're about to go to sleep on the plane?
I mean, that you would have to take up with the bonnet wears. I know it's a do-rag. I wear it for two reasons. I put it on because I let these people on the plane know I'm about business because y'all know I book flights on, like, Southwest. And so people choose their seats. And a lot of times they ain't choosing to sit next to a brother with a hoodie and a do-rag on. It works every time. I'll be upset like, dang.
Hey, that's what that's what they be saying. Don't pass up that middle seat that you see, and it's right next to Kyle. And they be like, man, he's the last seat.
They pass it up. I'm always the last
Kyle,
one. I'll be so mad. I remember one time I got on the plane. I used to work at Marquette. And these two liberal people, Caucasians, mm-hmm. They were so excited. They saw my hoodie. I said, oh, Wisconsin? You like the Badgers? I said, dang.
I forgot, man. I'm not gonna let that slide though, Kyle. You said I wear a do-rag to let them know I'm about business.
Hey, but listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, Kyle, I know exactly what you're talking about because I swear I'm like the last seat filled all the time when I'm on Southwest. Like,
they don't want to sit next to a black dude. Let's just call it what it is.
It just seems like every seat is filled. Then all of a sudden, they have no choice. It's a full flight. And now they got to sit next to me.
I'm going to tell you how you really get them. I'll get on the plane and put a mask on. They'll be like, oh, that's a black dude. And he got a mask on. Oh, no, I ain't sitting next to him.
You need to try these poo shiesty ski masks.
So I'm telling you, if you want a role to yourself and you are a black man, that's how you get it done. And you don't want anybody sitting next to you because that's how it's typically going to go. But that is so funny to me. But like, look, next time I want people to know I'm about business, I'm going to wear a do-rag, man. I'm telling you. Gal just gave me the ticket. Hey, look,
I can do that.
We are just getting started. Sure you can. LeBron wears one, and for what, I have no idea. We are just getting started this morning. We got a lot of hot topics to get to this morning, with, of course, including we will take a look back at day one at the DNC, and plus Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President, will be in Milwaukee today at Fiserv Forum for a rally. We will get to that and give you the previews of that as well. Plus, Crystal Kizer sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her alleged sex trafficker. This is a story that has made national news. We will get into that and so much more. Truth Nation, let's get going. 833-212-1017. Tony Smith in for DT this morning. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nearly 66 million Americans voted for a future where there are no ceilings on our dreams. And afterwards, we refused to give up on America. Millions marched, many ran for office. We kept our eyes on the future. Well, my friends, the future is here.
That was former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton as she opened the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago last night. There were several speakers that included First Lady Jill Biden, and President Joe Biden capped things off. President Biden was introduced by his daughter and his daughter Ashley Biden, and Tony, it started off very, very festive in Chicago. It seemed like all the energy that has been generated over the last 3+ weeks for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has seemed to have made it to Chicago. It started off with a bang.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of hype behind the train. It's moving pretty fast. But, you know, I think it's a... it's just a big contrast from the Republican National Convention already, immediately. It's like they, you know, they're talking a lot of policy, you know. And when I was listening, when I was watching some of the stuff from the RNC, now, listen, I wasn't dug in on the RNC. I'm not dug in on the DNC either. But the RNC, was just, they were talking about nonsense. And yeah. Even when I hear Trump speak now, it's about... I look better than her. Oh, there's a nice painting of her, but I'm much better looking than her. Or I'm like, what are we doing here? Are you trying to win class president or something? Like, I don't understand what's going on here, bro.
But I think the amazing thing to me about it is how long does the Republican Party put up with this? And you could clearly see there's no substance behind the campaign. He's not running on anything other than Biden's terrible, Harris is terrible, I'm going to fix up the border.
You're terrible.
I am going to fix the economy, and that's it. And so to me,
my crowds are bigger than hers. Her crowds are fake.
Yeah. I mean, and when you don't even have to address those ridiculous things, that should just show you the importance of it, because he's talking about crowd sizes. And the last time I checked, he has never had a rally inside an NBA arena. And all of his rallies are outside. They're somewhere. But he can never fill up an arena, and this woman has been able to do that, and she's only been on the campaign trail for 3.5 weeks. And you're just trying to find any and every way to attack Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, and you don't – because the funniest thing, yesterday, Senator Ron Johnson came out and was like, this is a coup. y'all taking the presidency away from President Biden. When did you care that much that he was in the race? You want him in the race because you thought you could beat him.
100%.
So you're still talking about someone who's not even in the race anymore.
Hey, by the way, did you hear him resign?
Exactly.
He said, I'm not running. What are you talking about? They took it from him. Like he's a grown man. He could stand up and say, hey, no, I still want to be in it. But, I mean, again, that's my point, though. They really have nothing of substance, it seems, to grasp them at stars. Now, again, I'm saying this as I'm not Republican or Democrat, right? So sure. I'm just telling you what I'm looking at and what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing from the Republican side just, you know, it just seems like attacks like that, like you just talked about with Johnson, like saying, you know, oh, what is he doing? You guys, like you said, they want him in there because they know that they can beat him. There are a lot of the Democrats were losing a lot of support. Biden was too old. He looked bad in the one debate. That's what sparked everything, right? He looked super bad in the debate, like he could not actually be in office and actually do the job. He just wasn't capable mentally, it looked like. That's what the appearance was from that. So now Kamala comes in, and obviously she's not that old. She's looking great. And now the support that waned from Democrats, they're like, okay, we're back with her. We can roll with her. Because at the end of the day, I was discussing this yesterday with some people. Like, the bottom line is, if you're a Democrat, you're voting Democrat, right? I don't think there's a lot of people. There's some obviously that are voting for a person. Like, ooh, I want Trump or I want Kamala or I want Joe Biden. They're voting for their parties, but you can be like, I don't like my candidate. Like, he's looking really bad, and that's what was happening with Biden. He was looking so bad that even some people who are always Democrat were like, man, this ain't the guy. Right. I don't know if I can vote for this guy. He just doesn't look like he's going to be able to get in there and do the job. So now Kamala swinging the other way. Some of the Republican people are now looking at like, man, Trump is also old, and he's kind of annoying. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, I don't care what you tell me. Like, if you're a Republican, you can't tell me you actually like Trump. You just can't, because I know you don't. You like your party. I get it. That's fine. You're Republican. You're conservative, and you're going to vote for your party. Fine. But you're never going to convince me that you actually like Trump, the person.
Yeah.
Because when you're just hearing him talk, he sounds like he's a petty high school who's in a clique, right?
No.
And you ain't in his clique. He's just talking bad about you. He ain't really saying nothing of substance. He's just talking bad about you because you ain't in his clique.
Yeah.
This is what he sounds like.
Yeah, and the only thing that you could do as a Republican, because you find a lot of people in the GOP that are so loyal that it doesn't matter who is on the top of the ticket.
Correct, it doesn't matter. They're gonna pump
them up. But the only thing that they can hope for is if he is elected, that he will put the people around him that will listen and help him out. But as just the sole leader, I don't think there's anyone that will just say, I feel that comfortable with Donald J. Trump as the sole leader or the dictator, even if it's for one day.
The dictator. Hey, his running mate is a never-Trumper.
Yeah, but now, is a Trumper.
How am I your running mate? And I'm a never Trumper.
Yeah, you got a lot to unpack here. But in essence, you can really unpack that right in front of your eyes, because there is no substance behind what you see on the surface. But we getting some smoke on our YouTube message board. Again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. Rachel hit us up, one of our faithful listeners and watchers, says, my favorite speech of the night, Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock. Goosebumps on goosebumps, gives me so much hope. And Rachel, this is how much hope and how much goosebumps that you're talking about. Senator Raphael Warnock will be with Sherwin Hughes on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes at 9:30. Kyle, is that what you said? 9:30 today, Senator Raphael Warnock will be joining The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. So you make sure, that's why you keep it locked on 101.7 The Truth all day long because you never know who may come on. And we're just trying to do our best to have a platform to give you things from a black perspective. And, man, that's going to be cool. I can't wait to see that. But I only caught pieces of it, Rachel, but I did hear great things about it. And when you're starting off the DNC and you have exceptional speakers, that really just keeps the momentum going, because tonight you're going to have former First Lady Michelle Obama speaking, along with former President Barack Obama, that is going to speak as well. So,
two great speakers.
Yes, yes.
Shapiro's a good speaker.
Yes, yes. So a lot going on, a lot of excitement, a lot of momentum, and a lot of enthusiasm going on in Chicago for this year's Democratic National Convention. And when we come back, we'll hear from President Biden, who spoke last night, and his theme was passing the torch to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. So when we return, we'll hear from President Joe Biden and his comments from his speech last night. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. More after the break.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth. Rest in peace, baby. You know how we roll.
This is so funny. Wasn't they playing this on Head of State? With Chris Rock was the, he was running for president.
That's right.
For, he was, that is by far one of the funniest, most underrated movies of all time, where Chris Rock and Bernie Mac was his running mate. And, oh, wow. And he was a bails bondsman. Oh, man, that was so funny. But Truth Nation, the election season is in full swing, and we need to have an insightful discussion on the political issues that matter to the black community. This is why we will be debuting The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, August 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. on The Truth. This monthly show will be on a Truth Family Roundtable, which will engage in a thoughtful debate on the local elections, policies which impact you all, and break down everything you need to know about the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Do not miss the debut of The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, August 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris being the host, Sherwin Hughes, along with myself, Tori Lowe, and Bailey Coleman on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Man, boy, Lance Gillum was his name.
Is it Lance?
That was his name, man. Great, great movie, man. Very funny. But we were talking about the opening night of the DNC in Chicago. There were a lot of notable speakers, including former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. You had First
Rodham?
Lady. Yes. You had.
I'm just saying her name.
Yeah.
That's a strange name, Rodham.
You had First Lady Jill Biden that took the mic as well. And all culminated with Ashley Biden, President Joe Biden's daughter, introducing him. And here's President Biden and what he had to say when he took the stage last night in Chicago.
I love my country more, and we need to preserve our democracy. In 2024, we need you to vote. We need you to keep the Senate. We need you to win back the House of Representatives. And above all, we need you to beat Donald Trump. Kamala and Tim, President and Vice President of the United States of America. Look, they'll continue to lead America forward, creating more jobs, standing up for workers, growing the economy, lower the cost to American families so they just have a little more breathing room. We made incredible progress. We have more work to do. And Kamala and Tim will continue to take on corporate greed and bring down cost of food.
That was President Biden last night at the United Center in Chicago, opening night of the DNC. And by the time he took the stage, I was on my way to bed, Tony. I was thinking to myself, that's a little late for President Biden.
They were not on time.
Yeah, normally he don't like to do too much business after 9 o'clock, and he didn't take the stage till almost 10:30, I'm not mistaken. And but he seemed like he had a lot of energy. And again, the theme was passing the torch to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And and a lot of people, that was kind of his swan song, because that's the last time that he will most likely give a speech in front of that many people. And people were thanking him. The speakers preceded him were thanking him for his service and everything. But your thoughts on President Biden last night?
I sensed a kind of sense of relief when he actually got out of the race. You know what I mean? It's like he kind of like, oh, I don't have to deal with that part of it. I'm just going to finish out the presidency here, do my thing, and I don't have to worry about trying to campaign at the same time. And again, the nail in the coffin, obviously the debate with Trump for Biden, as far as he's concerned, that kind of like said, okay, you got to go, Joe. And everybody sees it. He had a little stumble last night, and you know, the crowd had to get him through it a little bit.
But it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter though. And that's why you said the crowd was just like, yeah, come on, you got it. Yeah. So that's why I say you see like a relief. It's just a different attitude. Like, you know, and everybody was, like I say, it was pretty much a from what I saw, it wasn't a so much bashing the other side. I mean, Hillary was bashing Trump a little bit. She went in on him a little bit, but I mean
look, that was her time too. Right?
she got a personal thing against him because he's always talking smack about her. So I get it.
I mean, when you have people chanting "lock her up," like you don't forget that. Like somebody wants to throw you in jail over some emails, and this dude and messed around and got 90 something counts against him. After he took
she's
office,
clapping back. I get it. That's why I said I get it. She got a little something to clap back.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get it in when you can, man. And she definitely did that. Look, you said that President Biden stumbled a little bit. Man, he didn't take the stage until 10:30.
I
struggled during those hours, and I'm nowhere near 80.
Right, yeah. Hey, matter of fact, I ain't even awake at those hours. Right. Hey, I'm putting you on, remember they used to have TiVo? Right. I'm putting you on TiVo, and then I'm going to rewind and come watch it later. Now you just go on demand and check it out. Just look it up on YouTube. I'm going to watch it, but it ain't going to be at no 10:30 at night, I can tell you that.
No, not at all, but... I thought that he did exemplify some energy, and for me, it felt more like a victory lap, and you're right, it was more like a, people are not going to trip off of every word that I may stumble over or say he's not written. Now, they can still walk away and say, well, he's still our president for, you know, the next 4 months, and you know.
Because he is.
and he's still... you know, struggles and this, that, and the other. But the point is the service and acknowledging the service. And in our community, that's called giving someone their flowers while they're still here.
Right.
And last night's speech, last night's appearance by President Biden, to me, signified that, as well as making sure that everyone knew that was his decision to step aside, and he's putting all of his support behind Kamala Harris, and he hopes that the people that supported him will do the same.
I'm just like, because the way the whole thing played out, and then, like you say, like, so on the Republican side, they'll be talking about, oh, he was forced out, like, you know, Johnson said, you know, you guys forced him out, you took his... I'm wondering how much convincing, because for a while there, Joe was saying, like, listen, I'm not dropping out. I'm fine, right?
Yeah.
He was standing on that and like, listen, I'm good.
He was standing on business.
And, right. Yeah. And then, you know, the weird part is like, okay, then suddenly, I mean, it wasn't very long after he's like, okay, I'm dropping out.
It was about a 2 weeks worth of like just everyone imploring it, and it really took off when George Clooney said that, look, we're not going to do this anymore. And that's when the Democrats realized that, all right, that's a big donor right there. So right. If the money starts drying up, now I get what you're saying, because it kind of almost feels like the party abandoned him. And it was like, look, hey, if you don't drop out, we're not going to support you. And that in our community is called stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right. But I mean, it's like it's literally like the aging athlete who, like, you got that name, but when you step on the field of play, like
the game, everybody's running past.
Well, your game ain't there no more. Yeah, like it used to be. Like, I can't quite do what I'm supposed to do. So now what does the team do? Team not going to give you a big contract now.
Right.
They're going to be figuring out, okay, how do we phase you out? But we want to phase you out gracefully. We know what you've done.
Yes.
Right? This is what that feels like. We know you've done some stuff for us. Let's just make this just nice.
Let's say we're having a youth movement or something.
We don't want to trade you. Just say, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
That's the best look for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't look like we pushed you out and you don't get that, oh, we pushed you out look. It's like, I resigned on my own terms. I came to the conclusion that this is best. So that's what that whole thing looked like.
But let me tell you, let's go a step further with that narrative, because in this situation, President Biden was the athlete who was going to the general manager saying, look, I still got a little in the tank, man. Right. You know I used to drop these fools off not too long ago, and I still got some.
But that's when the GM said, oh, hey, Joe, have a seat. Come sit down. then he gets to clicker. Let's put the tape on. Joe. Look at this right here.
And then I'm like, look, look, we ain't talking right about here. Numbers no more. Like, we ain't looking at the polls. Like, you know what I can do. Wait, if I get hot.
This is like me this is going to hurt Kyle, for Jordan Love. I put on the tape of the first 8 games of the season. Like, Love, what's up? You want all this money? Look at this first 8 games. I don't know if I should be giving you this money.
Look.
I know Kyle here, but he's busy back there.
Yeah, they
busy producing.
They
here. Look at
they say that the last.
You just a hater, Tony. You just a hater.
I'm poking the bear back there, the Packer bear.
Hey, I ain't worried about it.
I know you know.
Right. Kyle, you going to the game on Saturday?
I don't do preseason.
He's too bougie. Wow. I don't do preseason.
Well, yeah. That ain't real.
Look, that's all I do. Because once that weather
hits. That's all I do.
Shoot, come October, I ain't trying to be up in Lambeau.
Hey, I don't do that. Plus, preseason, the price is right.
Yeah, exactly. And Love is going to most likely play in the final game.
I hope so. That's why I would go to the preseason.
Yeah.
So Love ain't playing. So I don't have to watch him.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to.
I mean, he's, like I said, you're going to put on a tape like, Joe, look at yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, do you really think, like, does this look like someone who's ready to go? I don't think so.
But that was something that had to happen. And I think at this point you wonder, was that something that was already in kind of the backup plans and they just didn't want to
have her out?
But see, I kind of feel
you.
The same
way. Nah,
I'm like, I don't think,
they
I
do
think
thought
that
he
was
could go.
That was a Hail Mary because they knew that things weren't looking that well, and they had
Joe,
to do something.
I think you were right. Joe thought he could go. That's why I say they had to huddle up. They had to huddle up. They need 30-second timeout. Joe, come here, man.
They were having closed-door secret meetings on Sundays in Capitol Hill. Like, look, how are we going to get them like, to see what we see?
Because I know, I'm not on either side. I'm in the middle, right? So I can imagine being a Democrat, and I could feel how that whole thing was going. I could feel from both sides. Like, when Joe was in there, I felt like the Republicans were feeling good about themselves.
Oh,
they were feeling good.
We saw it.
Yeah.
That was a party they had here.
Right. Yeah.
They were coordination. Feeling really good. They're like, oh, look who we're playing against. It's like my AAU team used to come in there. You used to see this team that looked terrible. Like, oh, look at them. We about to blow them out. Y'all in warm-ups, jacking around, having a party. Then they come out, pop 2 threes on your head. You're like, what happened? Right? So the Democrats were partying. The Republicans were partying. They knew they had Joe Biden in their sights.
Oh,
we can beat this
doing
kid.
Doing an electric slide and everything.
Yeah, we ain't got no problem beating this dude. But the energy, everything changed when Joe said I'm out and Kamala was in. Now all of a sudden it's like it's a total different energy from both sides. It's like the Republicans, I don't even know what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Just like, what are y'all doing?
They don't know how to attack because their whole campaign has been attacking Biden.
For being
attacking
old,
Biden
too.
And for being old. And then now.
Guess who's the old one now?
Yeah. But it's so funny. I'm telling you, the political ads this season might be some of the most ridiculous ones I've ever seen. Oh. Because now that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is in the race, they're coming out with these ads saying, she's a liberal. She protected a gang member from jail, and he went and chopped up a whole family. And I'm like, really? Does she really do that? Like, what does she gain
who believes
from
that?
Protecting a gang member? And
that was my homie.
And so just the commercials and way they are painting the light. But now it's like, oh, shoot, we have to run a real campaign. We have to really talk about policies. We have to really talk right. about what we're going to do to move this country forward. And now that's a problem. And bravado and macho as President, former President Donald Trump is trying to portray in terms of, I'll debate her, I'll do this, I'll do that. Man, be careful what you ask for. I mean, you're talking about, I am a convicted felon, which is fact, and I'm going up against a former prosecutor? That's like one of us just saying, all right, I feel good about my golf game. I'm going to go up against Scotty Scheffler. It's like, I don't know if you want to do that, man. Like, I mean, you good, but.
Not with anything on the line.
Yes,
don't.
Yes. So, I don't know. Truth Nation, hit us up on our Truth and Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Be a part of the conversation. Again, the DNC kicked off in Chicago last night. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee this afternoon and then return to Chicago, where former First Lady Michelle Obama will be speaking tonight, as well as former President Barack Obama. Marcus hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, what is her policy? I didn't hear any. I just heard Trump is bad. Well, Marcus, hopefully that she will.
So you talking about Hillary?
Yeah, yeah. So here it is, Marcus. Hopefully, as we get closer to Thursday, when Madam Vice President Kamala Harris officially accepts the Democratic nomination, I'm sure there will be more of her policies will be rolled out in that speech, and maybe today here in Milwaukee, she will give a preview of some of those policies that she may roll out on Thursday. But again, one thing, speaking of Hillary Clinton, Tony, one thing that Kamala Harris is making sure she does that Hillary didn't do is make Wisconsin a priority. That was one of the things that many people thought Hillary dropped the ball in Wisconsin, just assuming that everybody like Bill, everybody will, get behind me. And she did not pay that many visits to Wisconsin when she was running for president. But it seems like Kamala Harris is in Milwaukee or Wisconsin every other week.
You got to get them swing states going.
Yeah, yeah. So we will see what she unveils today as well as what she will do on Thursday. Again, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. I believe it will take place at 2 o'clock. And thankfully for travel logistics, she doesn't have to go that far to get back to the DNC, Tony.
That's true. Works out well.
Yeah.
Watch out for construction, though.
So what was that, Kyle? She's speaking at 7? That was not what I was told. But, again, that's where being only 90 miles away could take, you know, be to her advantage, because that either means that's going to be a very...
It's a five-minute flight.
Yeah, but that's going to be a very short speech. But I'm reading right here, Kyle, that doors open for Harris Waltz event at 4 p.m. So if she's... I would hope that they wouldn't have people get there at 4 or doors open at 4 and she's not speaking until 7.
I know media got to be in there by 4. I know that for a fact.
She's a headliner of a concert. She don't come on until late. You know that.
Well,
how late the thing went last night, I guess it makes sense. You said it was for real midnight.
Yeah. So, but it was funny.
time is just it's just an outline.
When they said, we're running a little behind, I was thinking to myself, now this is planned. How in the world can this be behind? All right. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee. Plus, at the top of the hour, we will get into the settlement reached between Ambridge Hospitality and the Devontae Mitchell family. We'll get into those hot topics in the second hour, but keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. More conversation on the other side of the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah.
Make some bets.
Yeah.
That's some great music to come back with, Truth Nation, because our girl Melanie Ricks is back. Tune into the debut of Nothing But the Truth with Melanie Ricks' new digital show on YouTube tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Every Wednesday, Melanie will break down the latest in entertainment, sports, pop culture, and all things Milwaukee. So mark your calendars and set your clocks so you do not miss the debut of Nothing But the Truth digital show tomorrow at 6 p.m., streaming only on YouTube. And Truth Nation, now is your chance. Listen up. Make sure that you are locked in right now, because you want to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you could be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7. That's right. I'm saying number 7 because if you tune into YouTube, you'll see my hat. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 1017 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. And keep it locked right here. Hour number 2 coming up, A Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Tony Smith in the building. We'll get into the settlement reached with Ambridge Hospitality over Devontae Mitchell's death. We'll get into more local hot topics as well as national hot topics. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.